Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing provide decades of dependability, and we stand behind our products. Hear from Mueller employees about how our customer relationships are built on integrity and trust.
Mueller being around for 90 years shows that we stand the test of time for our customers.
Trust is a gradual thing that's built. It's not something that happens just overnight.
Mueller's done an excellent job of creating a culture where we care about the customer, we care about the products that we're selling, and we want to be there for whatever they might need.
The foundation of the Mueller culture is people helping people. Thanks to you, our customers, we've been privileged to serve our communities for 90 years. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Today's cattle futures market was under a little bit of pressure on the feeder cattle, down 95 in March at 135.25. The April down 45 at 141.27. May's down 42 at 146.40. The August down 27 at 154.47. Live cattle were lower in the April at 118.52, but June 70 higher. So that April-June spread, April now below June by just over a dollar, about $1.15. Which is not normal. I think it's only been there twice in 2008 and 2011 that April has been below the June. So that's pretty abnormal. The August is 118.65, so April, June, and August are all right there at the same level. And then lean hogs rallied back really strongly today with April up 272 at 91.50, and that would be a new high here on the April lean hog market. The box beef at midday was up 18 cents on choice at 227.47, select up 40 at 220.22. The choice select spread is $7.25, so that's actually pretty tight here. Yesterday's feeder cattle index is 133.99. People are looking at the sale barns, seeing that that's below where the March feeders have been up to this point. And that's from what I can tell, a large reason why people are pressuring the March feeder cattle.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 13th at 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 90 Limousine and Limflex bulls, 75 fall yearlings, and 15 spring yearlings. All bulls developed and performance tested at Coyote Hills Ranch, all with genomically enhanced EPDs. Call 580-597-3006 or go to coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 13th at 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5.
Today's grain futures market ended up slightly higher, 3 to 4 cents higher on corn. December corn, 483.75, up 3.5 cents. There's not a lot of new information out there. Looking to get some rainfall in South America and some of the drier areas. And then also through Sunday here in the United States, all the way from here in Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle all the way through the Midwest. So rainfall expected over the next 3 or 4 days. The beans were 3 to 7 cents higher here with November new crop at 12.43 3/4, up 4 3/4. Not on the high, but we're really close to it. The high was just 3 or 4 trading days ago. And then the wheat futures were extremely weak today. July Kansas City at 6.10 1/4, down 12 cents. So still above 6, but it's come down to the lowest levels we have seen almost the whole year of 2021. It was a little bit lower at the 1st of January at this point. Cotton rallied back today. The May cotton up 307 to 88.29, and then the stock market just continues to impress everyone. The March Dow Jones up 284 points at 32,564. The March S&P is up about 52 points. Crude oil is $1.50 higher today, puts April at 66.02. That crude oil and other energy markets have been extremely strong.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. Remember, suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.